New research on the link between mountain streams and climate change offers troubling signs of what might be in store for Utah's water supply. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
What would happen to life in the West if the water flowing into streams and reservoirs shrinks by as much as a quarter? That's the question triggered by a new study on how climate change is affecting our natural water storage system, the mountains. Paul Brooks is a University of Utah hydrologist who was part of the study team.
It compares the differential effects of the two major characteristics of climate. One is precipitation. Is it going to rain or is it going to snow? And the other is temperature, how warm or how cold it is.
Brooks and his Colorado research colleagues found that a shift from snow to rain in the Rocky Mountains means less water for streams that recharge aquifers and reservoirs. They also found that higher temperatures would reduce runoff even more dramatically, especially in streams west of the Continental Divide. Brooks says these scientific findings have important implications in places like the Thirsty Wasatch Front.
And so now we have the changing climate, the variability in climate, forcing our hand on water on one side, and growing population and growing demand forcing our hand on the other side.
Brooks says that means Utah's water managers will probably need to retool everyday practices for catching, storing, and delivering water. He says studies like this can help water officials make the most of the resources of the future. Judy Faze, KUER News.